This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The New Testament book of Jude encourages us in verse 21 to keep ourselves in the love of God while we wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring us to eternal life. This got me thinking. Millions have read the best-selling book by Rick Warren, The Purpose-Driven Life. While reflecting on a purpose-driven life, a thought occurred to me. Jesus calls us to be love-driven or love-directed in our daily walk. In John chapters 13 through 17, which includes the Upper Room Discourse, I was surprised to find the word love mentioned 30 times. I thought I should do a topical study of love based on these five chapters. To do this, first collect all the information you can on the topic, then correlate it into an outline, finally crystallize what you've learned on the topic into some personal applications. Let me encourage you to read these five chapters a few times and take note of what you find in each place where the word love is used. You might be interested to know that all but three of the references to love use the word agape, which means a self-giving, unconditional love. The three exceptions use the word phileo, which means a natural affection for. As you collect this information, start correlating it into an outline. When I did this, I came up with 5 points: God the Father's love, Jesus Christ's love, our love, the world's love, and the quality of love. The title I came up with was Love is Like a Diamond. Be sure to join us in this study in subsequent visits.